Blog Talk Radio.
These are the tales, the freaky tales. These are the tales that I tell so well. These are the tales, the freaky tales. These are the tales that I tell so well. I met this girl, her name was Joan. She loved the way I rock on the microphone. When I met Joan, I took her home. She was just like a doggy all on my phone.
about sex and the girl acts scary. I heard she was freaking from my homeboy Jerry. Took her to the house and I popped that cherry. Young and tender, sweet Denise. Get her in the bed and the girl's a beast. I'll tell your homeboy if you get a piece. She'll only start talking about signing the lease. I met this tender, her name was Laura. An X-rated movie wouldn't tell her story. She had a twin sister, her name was Lisa. And just like Laurie, she's a real dick sleeper. My girlfriend's name was Michelle. Her booty was bigger than a tail on a whale. When I freaked Michelle, I freaked her well. Her pussy got hotter than the flames in hell. I cheated this girl, her name is Cam. I didn't want to do it cause the bitch was slammed. She had a best friend, her name was Jane. I pulled her to the side and I spit that game. I met a lot of freaks in my lifespan. Freaked one night with a girl named Pam. The very next day I saw her with her man. 1 week passed and I was in her again. I had an old tender, her name's Janine. She was 32 and I was only 18. She likes to freak, she's just a fiend. It really didn't matter when I saw her in jeans. I want a big freak, fat and sloppy. I'll kick on back and watch her mop. 2 tons of fun, big mama jamma. A country girl from Alabama. I met this freak, her name was Beth. Her pussy got wet and it smelled like death. I was tired as hell, I was dripping sweat. But I was all up in her trying to hold my breath. Bake and shake us. I met this freak in Vegas. She said her name was Donna. She was a built little freak from China. I said, I don't pimp or gigolo. I'm having so much money, I don't need a hoe. You can break yourself, but you can't break me. You never met a player like Short Baby. I knew a dick sucker named Betty Joe. Took her to my house and we did it on the go. The girl got freaky and I'll tell you more. She was down on her knees begging to blow. She's like another freak named Renee. You get her all alone and she'll make your day. Like Burger King, she knows the play. With a freak like Renee, you can have it your way. These are the tales, the freaky tales. These are the tales that I tell so well. These are the tales, the freaky tales. These are the tales that I tell so well. I met this girl, thick as hell. Only 16, said her name was Linnell. Took her to my house, I could not wait. Her shit was much tighter than a century fake. Let me tell you this since we're talking young. I met another girl, said her name was Yvonne. Always talking about having fun. Once again, after that, I had it going on. I'm so too short, couldn't be no punk. I'm trying to get funky like female funk. So when you see me coming or see me going, I'll keep my money, let the hoes keep going. I once met a singer, she did it for free. On the Foothill bus number 43. All the way in the back, she was working me. Had my big beatbox and I was jamming the beat. I met this freak named Antoinette. Mac on baby like an ice cold vein. Everything she had is what I get. Cause I'm too short, baby, I don't play that shit. I met another freak, her name was Rita. Baby thought too short just might eat her. I told her like this, she could suck my Peter, or either go home cause I knew I didn't need her. Scratched her name out my telephone book. Never again took a second look. Cause the next young freak, her name was Sharon. She kept looking while I kept staring. Baby came through with my homeboy Darren. Her booty was stuffed in the jeans she was wearing. She never left, he cut out. I know you all know what I'm talking about. There's a freak named Shannon, such a sinner. She smokes that pipe and she's getting thinner. Shannon is cool, but her mind is gone. One fat rock and it's going on. She had another buddy came by my place. Thick ass bitch, said her name was Grace. She walked in the door, working late. You should have seen that look that was on my face. She's like this tender, named Belinda. The homeboys called her Belinda the Blender. She gave head.
with a big round butt. Had a girl look like Olive Oil. Her father was rich and the girl was poor. When she got mad, her blood would boil. But I wrapped her all up like aluminum foil. These are the tales, the freaky tales. These are the tales that I tell so well. These are the tales, the freaky tales. These are the tales that I tell so well. Sugar Light, Friday night, it's going on, Too Short. 3 weeks ago, I met this freak. She followed me around like Mary Sheep. I hid around the corner, and when she came, I grabbed her by the arm, and I asked her name. She said it was Anita, her man's in Santa Rita. I took her to my house and homeboy, I treat her. Sent her on her way, the very next day. Playboy Short was ready to play. I bumped into this girl, her name Roshan. We hit the motel and had it going on. Holiday Inn to the break of dawn. When I took Betty home, I freaked her mom. I knew this tender named Cherie. I took her to my house and let her freak on me. Betty was a fan, she loved my feet. But I wouldn't raise my leg and let her kiss my feet. I met this freak named Yolanda. Rode baby doll like a brand new Honda. I was on top, she was up under. The bed hit the wall and it sounded like thunder. I once had a date with a girl named Kitty. She was so fine with her big fat titty. All night long she was acting shitty. So I maxed on baby like I was Frank Nitti. There's another girl, her name is Rose. I used to ride baby like brand new Vogue. I never saw Rose wearing clothes. She's a penthouse pet, ready to pose. I was riding down the street when I met Janet. Her booty was bigger than the whole damn planet. Ass everywhere, I just can't stand it. Tried to palm it, but I could not match. I had this freak, her name was Bunny. Said I'm the only man who ever called her funny. Everything I did to her was funny. I maxed on Bunny and I took her money. Eight tonight, a date with Shirley. She was real short and her hair was curly. If you saw baby, you'd like this girl. She was so fine, I went to get her early. Shirley was freaking like a girl named Rachel. Her bite was vicious and it sure was fatal. She likes to kiss all on my navel. Those are her lips on top of my label. I knew another freak. Her name was Ken. Real big lips and they came in handy. I smooth got work and it was so dandy. I hooked the broad up with my homeboy Randy. He did me a favor in return. Gave me a lizard, said her name was Laverne. Baby got tossed, then I got on. I grabbed the microphone and started singing my song. My young homeboy heard me rap and said he had way more freaks than that. So I told him like this, they might be freaking, but boy, you never had that TP treatment.
Hey, you know what? I'm gonna make it do what it do, baby. I'm gonna make it do what it do, baby.
Now, baby, I just wanna take your freaking clothes off. Kiss your body while I take your freaking clothes off. Leave them heels on while I take your clothes off. Leave them lights on, let me see you go on.
Baby, that's my body calling your name. And baby, that's your body doing the same.
So
act right. Don't show me. Back it up. Put it on me.
Now what you wanna do? You wanna get high? You wanna get fired up? What you wanna do? You wanna get sex? You wanna get tired up? Get your rodeo rider. Baby girl, lift them thighs up. I think you better rise up. Cause I'm about to rise up. What you wanna do? You wanna get high? You wanna get fired up?
Tell me a story. I don't want to just hear about any story. I want to hear a special story, a freaky story. I'm just saying, can you do that for me? Can you do it for us? Can we bask in your verbal glory? Hit us with your oral invasion as your words claim our ears as their personal territory. Raise our antennas by parading those independent visions across the airways of Drip the Mic, because we like freaky tales. The marquee voice, bringing that lyrical noise flowing sweet as a papaya, leading the night like a verbal pipe, piper belongs to none other than that of Fox Fire. Quench her mic's desire by gripping and dripping that shit till this automated blog talk bitch tell us that our time has expired. Drip the Mic Hotel is open. Rooms with views higher than the Empire. Bar fully stocked, fresh silk sheets, and all that we require is for you to let us admire and inhale your naughty mythology until we can smell the ink of your freaky tale. Chronicles of poetic testimonials are here and at your service. Microphones are nervous and scared to death of these dripping murderous verses. Extroverted wordsmiths flamboyant with that spit. That spoken word hit different when wet erotic shit rips from our lips. Come equipped to drip the mic or be left alone to your spiritual masturbation. This orgy lifestyle is filled with oral fornication and verbal penetration. Kings and queens, Foxfire brings you freaky tales on Blog Talk Radio. Drip the Mic is the station. Hello. Talking to you.
I can't even hear that. Hello. Welcome, 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 everybody. It's going down tonight right here on Trip to Mike Presents Freaky Tales. I am your host, Fox Fire, and I am joined by the one and only Aziz, the pulmonologist. Hello, hello, sir.
Hello, hello, hello. How are you doing this evening?
I am doing extremely well, and I'm happy to be here. Happy to be here.
Yeah. Another night. Awesome. Yeah. Dope.
Yeah, we're about to start melting mics up in the air with the storytelling. And, you know, just freakier the better. The freakier the better. We love it all.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, right.
I just want to open a huh?
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I just wanted to open the show because I had a couple of inboxes. And yes, we do erotica here. Yes, yes, yes. But freak comes in many shapes, sizes, and colors. Okay? So, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be sexually related. It doesn't have to be, you know, so just bring whatever you got. And we taking it how you serve in the show, ink your way right here on Drift to My Presents Freaky Tales, just for those who need to know.
Okay?
Yes. So we're coming off of, I know we've had a couple shows before, after Thanksgiving, but, you know, happy Thanksgiving to those I didn't get to shout out to you. And hope you had a good Thanksgiving there, Mr. C.E. to the O.
Yes, it was a very blessed Thanksgiving. It was relaxed. It was more relaxed, you know, just kind of kicked back. Then, you know, so it was pretty cool. It was a decent one, you know. Only thing, we didn't have no poetry, but hey, you know, it was the holiday.
Right, it was only one everything was good, one ingredient missing, that poetry, that mic.
Right.
But it's all good. That's what makeup sex is the best sex, so here we go.
Yeah, right, that missy sex, there you go.
So, yeah. It's
right, absolutely.
It's been a crazy week. I've heard, like, I mean, some same shit, and it's just like, I just wanted to keep going. I don't ever want this to stop. It's just like, we could do this all night. I'd do it.
Yeah, and well, that's what we're going to do. We're going to keep it going here. Absolutely.
Right. All right, and before we get started, let me ask you a question then, Mr. Z. This show is based around storytelling, things of that sort. Tell me, what does storytelling mean to you?
Well, storytelling doesn't even have to be long. You know, storytelling can just be something about just an event. It could have not happened to you, or it could have been something that has happened to you. It can be fiction, or it could be nonfiction. It could be the truth with a little bit of embellishment. The storytelling come in all forms. I mean, everything is a story. Your life is a story. Your history, our history as Black people is a story. Our story, I should say, not history, our story, you know. So I think storytelling comes in every facet of life.
Right. Okay. Ding, ding, ding. Good answer. Yeah. And for me, it's just when a feeling is expressed so intensely that it becomes visual. You know, it's when somebody grabs you and you know, invites you on their journey and keeps you captivated the entire time. And so it's just, yeah, I mean, that's just for me. You know, it's just that I just feel words and that walk with visual capacity are one of the best creations ever. And so
that's deep right there. That's deep. That's real deep. And that's a lovely one.
Yeah, and so that's what, you know, we want to put into the show and all the other shows, because it's just like, that's how passionate I am about this, because it's like, you know, there's so many feelings that just go that, you know, there's feelings are afraid to speak sometimes, you know what I mean? And we as creators and writers and poets, that's our job to speak for those feelings who can't speak.
Wow, wow. And you know, and I hear that from non-poets. I hear that from non-poets too. Like, I sometimes I think we take our gift for poetry as granted. I mean, for granted,
oh, yeah.
You know. So.
Yeah.
And the reason I say that because, you know, at a lot of shows I do, or if someone reads my work or hear my work, I hear them say, "I wish I had the ability to put visual to my thoughts the way that you do." And I don't understand. I guess I don't think I understand the power. You know, well, I mean, because I love words. I remember one time I saw my little one tear up a book when he was a baby. I saw him tear up a book. I had a fit. It was a Mickey Mouse. It was one of those type of books. I think it was a cartoon book, but I had a fit. Like, you know, this is words are the only thing in life that is more valuable than money.
Oh yeah.
You know, and
yeah,
and so I think. You know, we take our affinity and our love for words and verbiage for granted sometimes because not everybody has that love for words. Like we as poets or people as authors, rappers, singers like that, you know, like those artists. So I guess that's why they can appreciate it much more.
Right. I totally agree. And I'm going to just put it out there since you brought that topic up, because I did have this discussion earlier. It's like I've been doing this for years, and I've never, I repeat, folks, never have experienced a live open mic experience me doing it. And so I don't make New Year's resolutions, but that's just my promise to myself. That I'm going to get out here, get on these mics, and do what I got to do because this God gave us this gift to share.
Yes.
You know,
right.
We're meant to be here. And so, you know, though the realm is, you know, we have a, you know, big platform here. People hear us, things of that sort. But when he gives you avenues to share your gift, you're supposed to travel. Yes. Those avenues, you know?
And that is the mission. And that is the mission. That is going to be the mission. The mission, and for your New Year's resolution, early in 2020. Early in 2020.
And I want anybody listening to this to hold me to that. And you know what I mean?
Yes,
because
exactly.
After I start, I know I'm not going to add. It's going to become an addiction. So I'm not even.
Right. Oh, instantly. But you got to understand what my version of holding you to it is. See, my version of holding you to it is taking myself, getting online, finding places in your area for your ass.
I'm going to say that out loud.
I'm not going to even tell you when it's what. I'm just going to be like, when is your off day? So I'm going to corner you. I'm going to make sure that I like get rid of every avenue, block every avenue that you can go down. Okay, what is your off day? Okay, what exactly time do you get off work? Okay,
right.
Cool. All right. Now, let's just say, for example, you was in this area. How far would you be from home? Okay, interesting. So I'm going to block every avenue, and then I'm going to say, then I'm going to come up and I'm be like, oh, you know what? Check this out. Send you some inbox. Boom. Right? This is happening. I don't know. It just popped up on my timeline. This just happened to be in your area on the day that you off.
Like, at the time that you what is your excuse like?
Right. I'm going to try to exhaust all excuses. So that's my version.
Ultimately, the push won't have to be too hard because this is, I mean, it's to share with others, but it's for me. It's a self, you know, it's something I have to do for myself. You know, just like, you know, for example, you know, a lot of times we have dreams, we have aspirations, and life shows up, and we forget what direction we were going in because we got so distracted with doing something else. And so I'm going to have a book published. My goal is to be a published author. You know, so, I mean, there's, you know, I don't care if I sell one or 10,000 of them. The point is, guess what, son? Your mom's a published author. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
you know, that's a trip that you bring that point up because, I mean, that I hear that in a lot of aspects, you know, as far as, like, doing it for yourself, you know. I hear people, you know, and so, you know, I got, you know, and that's something I even have to remember sometimes. Sometimes you got to do it for, like, your own soul, you know, like sometimes I'll, I'll go somewhere and subliminal will be like, babe, you gonna get up and spit? And I'm like, no, I'm cool. I'm just gonna sit back and enjoy the poison. Matter of fact, it ain't even that many people here. She'd be like, fuck who here? Like, do it for you. Huh. You know, I'm like, you're right. I don't care if there's two people there. You know, I get up and I'll do it. You know, if it's the word I get a clap or snap or nothing, I still feel better. Like, oh, I got that out of me. I didn't even know I needed to get that out of me, you know, so.
Right. And, yeah, so, shoot. But Beyonce got her foster fears. Why I can't have one? Shit.
Right, right. Exactly. Yeah, wow, that was definitely a good question.
Real shit, though. It's just like sometimes we are afraid of ourselves. We're afraid of seeing ourselves succeed. And it's as crazy as it sounds, it's true, because we get in our own way. And,
right.
And sometimes we have fear of how great we really are.
Yeah, yes,
and, you know,
right, exactly.
The world call you great, you know what I mean? It's just like, come on, get your ass up there, do what you do. And
because it's definitely not like a fear of failure type thing, because I don't think no one who has a fear of failure will pick up a pen. You know,
right.
So, you know, it's because that's when you, like, that if you have a fear of failure, then don't even, like, just give up. Just give the fuck up, because you can't be afraid to fail. You can't be afraid to fail. Like, I want to get that first failure out the way. Like, that's how grateful I am at some of the things that I failed at, you know, because I wanted, it was a relief afterwards. Like, you know what? Okay, next time that comes, though, or next time a similar situation happens, I'll know exactly what I need to do or know what not to fuck with.
Right. And see, I take that and turn it a little different, you know, and go back to old school on y'all. You know, the failure is in not doing. You know what I'm saying? That's the failure. And that's,
that's,
you know,
exactly
that's
what I mean.
Not,
I
get up there and do roses are red, violets are blue. Guess what? It's not a failure because I got up. You know what I mean? So it's just like your failure is not allowing yourself to be at the largest potential that you're capable of being.
And the word failure, listen, and I'm telling you, it's so potent that you said that, because you know what happened? Like, you will, the first time I turned down an open mic, if you go to an open mic and you want to spit, you go there specifically to spit and you don't do it, that shit will haunt your ass. That shit will haunt you. Like, that's, I mean, you know, if you're a poet, if, you know what I'm saying, if you like to express yourself, listen, and I'm speaking from experience. You know, I've been to open mics before, and for whatever reason, you know, if I'm invited up or somebody, you know, or somebody wanted, so who was ever with me, like, why don't you get up there and spit? And I say no. I'm like, I'm good, or whatever. And then I go away from there. There's a feeling like I left something there.
I told you, it's like when you go to church every Sunday and you don't go to church one Sunday for whatever reason, it's that same type feeling, because you're not being true to what you believe in.
Right.
And
exactly.
it's just like, you know, it becomes a necessity. It becomes like this is the equivalent as breath. You know, it's like I'd went a couple of months, because, you know, going through life, and went a couple of months, and I looked up and I was like, dang, I haven't wrote in like 2 months. You know, and it was you know. So I got to writing, and 7-8 pieces came out like it wasn't shit. You know, it's just like, you know, anything that accumulates within your body, whether it's a feeling, an emotion, a thought, anything that it, you know, accumulates to a high level, you know, it's going to reach a level, its peak of, you know, explosion. And it's like, okay, look, you know, it's like having sex and not getting your orgasm.
Oh, wow. Exactly. That is, man. You just hit it right on the head. You just hit it right on the head. But you know what? I'm thinking people are having trouble getting in. Because I just got an inbox that says, from someone that says, it tells them the show doesn't start for 21 hours.
For 21 hours?
And it shows, yeah, it shows that we're on air.
Hold on, let me go into the event page real quick and see what the hit is really going on.
No, no, I'm talking about, no, someone's talking about on the, on, I'm talking about,
oh, Blog Talk.
Yeah, I think when they call in, that's what they're telling them.
That's from, because you called her a bitch in the opening. That's why. I got his bitch. People here with us. We're trying to see after he's finished laughing. I know you can hear it. You probably just can't get in. But as soon as he's done laughing, we're going to see what's going on here. And I don't mind if you don't call people bitches.
For real.
You can call me a bitch. I might act up too. Look, this little button. Let this dude get nobody.
Like this motherfucker, this nigga just.
Like, did he just call me a bitch? Oh, hell no. Your show is not for 21 years. And you know, see, I have to be all polite with it. Your show, the show begins in 21 years. Not.
Who's the bitch now?
She and the Siri bitch must be kin, because you know Siri yells at you when you make a turn. Right turn. You know, she, yeah, they have to be some type of kin. So careful who you call her to.
Right. She must be a sister too, because a sister won't even say that to you. They'll just be like, oh, I'm a bitch. Okay, watch this.
Yeah, right. I can just do the bitch.
Yeah, let me see how much of a bitch I can do.
Huh?
Be like, let me show you how much of a bitch I can do.
All right. Well, what we can do until we figure out what the issue is, we can go into a music break if we need to.
Absolutely.
But both are here.
You know, what I can do is I'll drop a. They're here for poetry, so I'll drop a piece. I got something from Paul Cram on here. I got a mental masturbation. Have you heard that one yet?
I heard a part of it, but I can always hear it again. That's Mr. Paul Cram. That's my guy.
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. I'm going to drop that one on while we try to figure out something here.
All right. All right. Folks.
I did it. I finally did it. I gave you the key. Not to my heart or my home, but to a whole new world that is filled with ecstasy. See, you said you've dreamed about me and some things that you really wanted to do. Well, I'm here to let you know, baby, that I can make all of your dreams come true. So what I need you to do is just close your eyes and visualize as I sit back and explain the real reason you'll get chills every time you say my name. You'll receive a phone call from my cell to yours, telling you I'm in room 222, just knock on the door, but when you get there, there'll be an envelope and on it will be your name. Inside will be a key card and rules to this ecstasy game. When you walk in, you'll realize that you're in a candlelit room. And on a bed, you notice a car with instructions, and those instructions are just for you. Those instructions will tell you to take off all of your clothes and put on your favorite love-making CD. Then come into the bathroom with a hot tub. You can join me. As you enter the bathroom, I give you a champagne-filled glass. Then I watch you sip it slowly as I gently rub your ass. Sitting in the tub with my back in the ceramic and your back on my chest, I'm rolling my tongue across your neck as your breasts I start to caress. You turning me on with each and every moan as my hands take a sudden trip between your breasts, past your belly button, below your bikini line, until I reach that yearning clit. Rubbing in a circle of motion until I slip my fingers inside. I'm nibbling on your neck and your ears. Your legs start to open wide. You ready to get the gift right now, but I have other plans for us. So I get out of the tub and whisper in your ear and tell you, baby, right now there's no need to rush. But at that moment, I pick you up. Legs across my right arm as my left arm cradles your head. You then rub your hands across my naked wet back as I carry you towards the bed. I then lay you on your back and feed you chocolate cream covered cherries. You land there looking pretty as Hallie, so it's only right if I go down and eat your beer. My thumb and index finger rolling your nipple as I lick your clit. My tongue extended real hard deep inside, making you beg for the gift. So I oblige your request by giving you a gift that you haven't received yet. 8.5 inches of rock hard penis on a spot that's dripping wet. with your arms pinned down to the bed and your sexy legs on my strong shoulders. You quickly realize that you're not messing with a boy, baby, but you're fucking with a sex soldier. With each stroke, your moans get louder, but I know it's not because it hurt. I let your arms go, you wrap around me tightly, screaming, oh God, like you're inside of somebody's church. I slide out of you, get out of bed, and then I make your body bend. I wrap my hands in your hair, spread your legs, and from the back again, I slide in. Pulling your hair while cheeks and pelvis meet, making a beautiful smack. Your pleasure muscles starting to contract real fast while your eyes roll back. The words slip softly from between your teeth. But that's what happens when you whip Paul Graham in between these sheets. So deep and deep inside I go, and hard inside I thrust. After about your third orgasm, baby, I think I'm finally ready to bust. So I'm still deep inside as you order for me to stroke it fast. I stroke it to the very last second, pull it out and make sure I don't shoot it on that beautiful round ass. Your pleasure muscles still throbbing while you lay across the sheets. I place a pillow under your head because you quickly fell asleep. So now that you visualize everything that we can do, it's time to wake from your dream state so we can make this dream hit come true. Animalistic attraction aroused the lust-filled energy within our temples from the first moment that our eyes met. Softly and seductively, she started speaking, sending some supremely sexual sensations that shuddered down my spine and surrounded the spot of my sexual spirit. I began to feel my nature rise. Small talk quickly turned into flirting. Flirting then turned into silence. But it was the type of silence that allowed the sexual aura of our beings to connect in ways that can only be felt between us. As our spirits began on a climaxing collision, creating a collection of mental orgasms that
Hello again, folks. We're back. Here we are on Drip the Mic Presents Freaky Tales. We're having some technical difficulties with the Blog Talk chick. Okay, I keep telling Jesus because he called her a bitch. And I'm convinced. So we're going to have to go ahead and shut it down for the night and cancel the show. But what we do have is what tomorrow, Mr. Aziz Abominologist?
Tomorrow night we have Drip the Mic Presents Taste. Yes, taste. Do with it what you will. Do with it what you will. that's tomorrow night, 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern on Drip the Mic. That dialing number is 646-378-0355.
All right. So with that being said, we're going to go ahead and close up the show. We apologize for any inconvenience.
We do apologize, kings and queens. Thank you for those who tried to get in. I saw somebody pop in and pop back out. I think it might have been Romeo Donati. I'm not sure. But,
dear Lord.
Yeah, I don't know.
Come tomorrow. Jesus. He can say to April, please, and I'm okay with it, baby.
Yeah, so. Yeah, so we do apologize, y'all. So I'll put a post apology on Facebook, and we will see y'all tomorrow night where we have Foxfire joining us for a dope evening of Drip the Mic, along as this Blog Talk beautiful queen let us be great.
Good job. You guys were pretty.
She is so beautiful. She is so blessed. Just bless that woman.
We're like, have you lost weight?
What have you done with your hair?
Right, keep it that way, right? No, sure. But anyway, yeah. It's unfortunate that this has been, like I said, I was really looking forward to it. But be over there with you guys tomorrow on just my present case. Yes.
All right. Okay. Blessed. One mic, one love, everybody. Peace and blessings to y'all.
All right. We're out. Thank you.